Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Battle of Pecatonica. There's some debate about exactly why Chief Blackhawk left Iowa in 1832 and crossed the mighty Mississippi. He claimed he and his band had been robbed of their homeland. All he ever wanted was to go back to the land where his ancestors were buried. That claim may have been deceptive. Some historians think he wanted to build a native confederacy. More and more white faces were showing up on land that once belonged to the tribes who trapped and hunted the lush woodlands along the Rock, Pecatonica, and the mighty Mississippi. Black Hawk and his people left Iowa that year for peaceful purposes, but the crowd that formed around him was a who's who of local tribes, his own Sauk, some Fox and Kickapoo and Potawatomi, and a few Ho-Chunks, then called Winnebagoes. For white folks, there was good reason to fear. Black Hawk's band swelled to 1,000. Their old folks came with, as well as women and children, more than enough en masse to chill the willies of white settlers. And then came Stillman's Run, a battle named that way because Mr. Stillman hightailed it when he mistook a handful of warriors for an entire army. When Stillman ran, white folks took a beating. Now, there's a little county park in Lafayette County, Wisconsin, not all that far from Dubuque. Quiet place where the road through the hardwoods lead down to a little oxbow lake, water still as glass. The road needs some work. Picnic tables sit out in open spaces, and camping sites in the trees are clearly marked. You're on your honor to pay. It's not a thriving business. It's a county park, so funding is always a question. No water slides, no cotton candy. The place doesn't get much business. If you want to pitch a tent, a hand-painted sign says you can't take the open spot around the monument. No camping by monument, it says. Show some respect, because the monument tells the story of what happened right there where you're standing. After Stillman's Run, separate bands of Black Hawk's warriors roamed hither and yon, raising Cain, scaring the wits out of the lead miners and their families. After all, a whole militia had turned and run once they saw the savages. So right there at the monument, a re-energized militia waded through that deathly still water after a few of Black Hawk's rebels. They marched into the woods on the other side where the warriors hid behind the trees. Hand-to-hand combat went on right there, the militia killing every one of the rebels. The kind of win white people needed. So historians claim that the Battle of Pecatonica was a turning point in Black Hawk's war. Soon, what was left of his people would cross the Mississippi and take refuge here in Iowa. Black Hawk's insurgency failed. That's what the monument says, the one you can't camp beside. It was set there by the Daughters of the American Revolution in 1922, almost a century ago. It tells the whole bloody story, maybe 50 feet from the Oxbow, right there. I'm not sure why the DAR put quotes around this line, but they're there. The annals of Indian warfare offer no parallel to this battle, it says, a quote. That's pushing it. But there's more. Of the 21 soldiers engaged, 3 were mortally and 1 seriously wounded, it proclaims. And then the 17 Indians were slain, which is to say, all of them. Finally, this. Thus was our land made safe for settlement. That's how the DER saw it in 1922. But someone defaced that monument. The "our" in "thus was our land made safe for settlement" is blackened out. The only word on the sacred plaque that's beaten up. So the line reads, "Thus was land made safe for settlement." Now, I don't want to encourage vandalism, but I can't help think Black Hawk himself might say that the blackened hour tells the real story, the whole story.
I think I'll make another world. Lord.